This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, Tuesday night. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Edeen of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Third hour, going to be joined by Masad Ayoub. Enough said, right? I have, let's see, for the Glock 17-34 size platform, that size magazines. Probably got 10 magazines for those. And they're all loaded with self-defense ammo. And there's always this question that pops up whether or not you should recycle defensive handgun ammunition. There is no one answer to that. The answer depends on a number of factors. When it's not damaged by manual cycling through the gun, there's generally no problem and the gun will function just fine. However, you need to think about how many times per week or month you are cycling a loaded round through your gun in loading or unloading. If you cycle the top round from your magazine into the chamber each time, you're getting plenty of hits on the bullet nose, extractor groove, and case rim with basically steel on brass. What do you think is going to give first? If you guessed the brass or the copper, you would be 100% correct. Every time you cycle around into the chamber, the nose of the round hits the feed ramp, causing a slight denting of the hollow point bullet mouth. The size of the dent depends on the weapon feed ramp design and the shape of the hollow point bullet nose. If the bullet nose hits against the feed ramp enough times with multiple rechambering of the same round, you could get enough of a dent to cause a misfeed or a jam, rendering the weapon temporarily out of service, if only for a critical moment. Every time you cycle around from the magazine into the chamber, you're making a small gouge or dent in the extractor groove and or case rim. With time, continued recycling can cause a weapon malfunction depending on the design of the weapon. Some weapons have very much sharper extractor tips than others, and this can increase the case damage. In addition, the shape of the ejector and the force of the manual ejection of the loaded round can damage a case rim. So, in addition to the defensive ammo being out in the weather, rain, sleet, snow, with extremes of temperature and humidity, you've seen, there's been many times where rounds in the magazine have turned green from corrosion. It's even been observed that bullets in the chamber are so corroded that they have to be removed from the bore with a wooden rod. Now, some students will over-lubricate their weapon, and this lubricant will eventually get on the ammunition, and over time, certain lubricants can get into the casing, contaminating the powder, the primer, or both, causing the round to not fire or resulting in a squib. A squib round, depending on what kind of weapon it is, can be quite bad. quite bad. Well, actually, a squib, any squib round would be quite bad if you pull the trigger again after that. So, I practice dry firing a lot. So, I've been thinking about this. I'm wondering if I only need to have one gun loaded, which is the gun that I am carrying. And then I'm wondering if I only need to ever carry that gun. And maybe from time to time I have these other guns that aren't loaded and I can dry fire practice on them. With, say, my Glock 17, which is by agency and has the agency arms trigger, and my Glock 19, which is by agency and has the agency arms trigger, the dry firing would be identical. Probably a little bit off, you know, but nothing you can measure. So there I could have my dry fire practice and at the same time not be messing with my ammo. That's not really what concerns me most about doing that. What concerns me most about doing that with some of the rounds that you have, if you're not using hollow points, if you're using like an Inceptor round, and sometimes with hollow points too, you're actually driving the round, the bullet, deeper into the case, in which case then you're changing the pressure under which that round is going to operate under. And I, you know, overpressurizing in a chamber can cause problems. Now, you should think about whether you unload or load the same round over and over and again. And if so, can you lessen that by putting the chambered round at the bottom of the magazine? What you need to do in order to make sure you don't overpressurize, which is the bigger problem for me, I guess you need to take a micrometer and measure them. The one that's actually going in. And then, if you're doing this enough and you actually stick the bullet into the brass too much, I guess you need to throw that bullet away, that round away. One thing that you can do, with the other things that may be talked about, the brass and all the other things getting messed up and nicked and everything, just shoot it. Just practice with it. Just shoot it and use it. And think about rotating your ammo. It's a very cheap thing to do. It's that ounce of prevention that is much easier on you than the pound of cure. Especially with me. You know, most all the guns I have right now, handguns, are polymer framed. So with overpressurization, what would happen is I would have what I refer to as a blowout, where the if it overpressurizes in the chamber, it's going to go blow down and to left or right or both, and that's going to sting a bit. I've seen video of some people doing this with like Smith & Wesson M&Ps, which is not to say they're more prone to this, just that was a gun that it happened to in that particular moment. And that looks like it would hurt an awful bunch lot. So take the time, do the inexpensive thing, look at your ammo, inspect your ammo, measure your ammo. Make sure you're not overpressurizing it, and if you're pitting it or something to dent the mouth or anything other than a pristine round of ammunition, you have altered the way it functions. And that's something we have to be mindful of. Overpressurization, though, is what scares me the most. That's one of the reasons I don't reload. I will shoot somebody's reloads that knows what they're doing. And I know a few people that do know what they're doing, but I don't shoot. I don't reload. I don't. But, a pristine round of ammunition, that's going to go a long way. And you don't want to get out there and miss with that design. By blunt force, anyway, which is exactly what's happening when you chamber around each and every time. So, I know that's not exactly... not exactly gripping, but it's something to consider if you're carrying a gun every day and you practice with one the way I do. We will be right back.
fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Tuesday night, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Concealed carry permits, are there benefits to it? Like in Vermont, for example, and I don't know exactly how this works for the Vermont citizens unless they, I guess they have to go get a non-resident permit. They issue no permit at all. There are no permits there. And they don't have any state gun law either. Haven't had any since 1791. Theirs would be considered within their state boundaries completely unrestricted. Completely unrestricted. Then you have states, of course, like New York or New Jersey or California, where it's heavily regulated, and you're getting into a may issue circumstance. Then you're getting into states like mine, which doesn't have any unrestricted caveats whatsoever, but they do have a shall issue provision on a concealed carry permit. So, are there benefits to having some of these things? Yes and no. Yes and no. So let's look at what the five biggest benefits to carrying a license. And there are benefits to carrying the license. Let's think of it in those terms. Even though the one benefit that continues to elude us, the reciprocity, national reciprocity, does not seem, it seems to elude us. It doesn't seem to be out there on the horizon. When you have a permit and you have that to present to a police officer, that puts them at ease. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And one of the things about the concealed carry permit holder is they know the drill, and they start the conversation that way if they get a chance to. Letting him know the presence of a firearm and showing him the permit, even your most rudimentary cop knows you have been vetted by your, in my case, by my state law enforcement division, by cops. So everything's good to go. If you're pulled over with a gun in the car and you have a concealed license, consider giving the officer both your driver's license and your concealed carry license, or at least let him know about it. In some states, that is required. If you're allowed to carry openly in your state, which I am not, having that permit can also help with that. Many firearm owners will openly carry where laws allow for it. It is a perfectly legitimate way to carry your gun, but it may, for the wrong people, for the hoplophobes that watch the Magic Box, this may get them sort of excited. And if you, once again, if you interact with cops, if you have that, then once again, they know what, you know, the process by which you went to get it. The concealed carry license will let the officer know that he's good to go to let just back off of you. Licenses, with the advent of the concealed carry permit, the thing that came along with it was if some locale did not want you in the place with a gun, they had to identify themselves, and then they have to now comply with certain criteria, which in most cases it is pretty stupid. In my state, the sign carries the force of law. So if I walk in there, and believe me, I'm not going to tell you, if I unwittingly walk in there, I am constantly prowling. My eyes are constantly roving for this for these signs out there. And if I see them, you know, I'm not going to go in. But a couple of things that you know right off the bat, if they're not liable yet. These places are not liable for your security. So that's one reason I don't go in there. But having the permit does make it easier for you to go into more public places as the debate continues on. It tells the people that don't want you in there that they got to put up some sort of sign. So that tells you anywhere you go where they don't have a sign, fair game. Fair game. Licenses, the process to get the license, the permit, educates some, you know, there's some people that believe, you know, and you know it. There's some people that make a change in their life. They decided that they're going to carry a gun. Never owned a gun before in their life, but they're going to carry a gun. They've gone out and bought a gun. They're doing it step by step, and they're going to start with a concealed carry permit. And this is the beginning of their education. And within the state of South Carolina, concealed carry permit course is primarily designed to let them know where they can't carry a gun. Knowing that makes it easier. Licenses make it easier to buy a gun. That the one thing I thoroughly enjoy, above all things in the state of South Carolina, is that when I have my concealed carry permit, I am allowed to buy a gun without sitting through a background check. Because that is my documentation showing that I have been vetted, that I have been put into the places. They check the things they want to check. So it's not all bad. I know there's like, well, Bill's the Second Amendment is my permit. We're working on that. We are working on that. But for every person that goes out and gets a concealed carry permit and adds to the data of how safe we are, just to as citizens walking around, we are making a difference in that. And that's one of the things that's changing the dynamic about how many people want to own guns, what people think of guns. Just the mere fact that, you know, there's nearly 14 million of us running around with credentials. So that part of it's still going on, and it's not a bad part of it. I'm in the middle of renewing mine right now, and I was able to do that online. So there, that's good to go too. So there are benefits to it. There are benefits to it, and that should not be. It's a process. There's some people, Bill, you're asking permission for the state for a constitutional right. We weren't paying attention enough, and now we have a new game to play. That's just the way it is. If we'd been paying better attention at things, maybe it wouldn't be this way. But we didn't. And this is the way it is. So we have to work with what we got and work on trying to get back to where we used to be. I don't mind that much. I don't mind that much. When we get back, coming up on the next break, when we get back, and I'm going to do a little primer so for people that may be listening here the first time about what to look for if you're going to buy a gun. Tuesday night, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
All right. This is for the new people coming up. The new people. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, most of you that are listening to me right now, you have a gun. You may have multiple guns. You may have multiple guns on you. And what I'm about to talk about right now does not apply for you. So go get a cup of coffee. Now, some of you are going to disagree with everything I say. And this is to give you, if you don't ever talk about this with some people, maybe this will stimulate the thought process. Some of you are already doing it, and you and I would get in a shouting match over who's right and who's wrong. So it's all entertaining, isn't it? Anyway, if you're one of these people that have just gone out and decided you're going to carry a gun to defend yourself, congratulations. You're about to join a brotherhood, a fraternity, a sorority. Just brothers and sisters, join us all. Come in. It's a very big tent. We don't need no stinking political parties. Gun owners is what we need. The tent is gigantic. The tent is. It's the kind that, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are, it doesn't matter what gender you are, you're all welcome. If you have never owned a gun before, you probably don't know a lot about them. And I don't have an exhaustive set of criteria for you to think about, just some basic tips that I picked up as, somebody picks up guns and says, hey, well, I like this one. Hey, I don't like this one. This is exact, and it's worth exactly what you're about to pay for it. First thing you need to understand is the number of guns available to you is mind-boggling. the types, the sizes, the shapes, the grips, the widths, the heights. Mind-boggling. And the other thing you need to remember is that this is not going to be the last time you buy a gun. This is not going to be the last weapon you buy. So that means that even if you make a mistake and purchase a weapon that you are not completely comfortable with, which happens a lot, it is not the end of the world. Sell it and try another one, especially in this market. Selling used firearms is extremely easy, and you'll probably not lose much money on the sale. If you've never owned one before, there's two schools of thought about this. If you've never owned a gun before, a lot of people will say, well, get a .22. Although I would never recommend .22 as a carry cartridge or carry round. If you're just going to do it to shoot, or if you have the budget to do it, maybe you buy the .22 and the gun you really intend to carry after you've gotten your stones, built your bones there, on the .22, you can move on up and then sell the .22 and have more money for ammo for that bigger caliber gun. In a lot of local gun ranges around you, though, the perfect part about this is that you can try before you buy. You can go and rent a gun and try it. And this is what should you be looking for? How does the grip feel? When you're holding it, is it comfortable for you to hold it? After you fire a round, when you fire that round, did it jump uncontrollably in your hands, or did you manage to hang on to that? When are you able to readdress or see the target again with your sight picture really quick after that first shot? And are you able to shoot again? Is the gun you're using, if you are using it the correct way, is it prone to misfires or other failures? Is it easy to disassemble and clean? That's all very important. The cleaning of a gun. Some of these guns you don't ever have to clean, but I clean them anyway. I clean them when I haven't fired them, and I keep cleaning them. Makes me feel good. All of those things will play a bit of a role in choosing the right weapon for you, so take some of those into consideration. You can talk to a salesperson. I think most of us that own guns, I whenever I go to a gun shop, for some reason, they treat me as if I don't know what I'm looking for. And if I tell them what I'm looking for, then there's even a group that will try to either upsell me or laterally move me. And if it's because they don't have the gun that I'm looking for, well, okay, I get that. But if they have the gun and they're just trying to say they know better than me, you know, I'm the buyer. Shut up. Pull that thing. Take my money. The taking apart of a gun is very important, especially with the semi-automatics. In the old days of when it was the 1911, taking one apart was not that difficult. Putting it back together was not that difficult. But for somebody that doesn't know, that has never done it before, it would be daunting because you got to line this up and you got to get this in the right place and make sure it isn't snugged. That part of it isn't. You've got to be able to pull it apart, and you've got to be able to do it safely. The thing about Glocks, for example, with a Glock, you pull it back, you pull down on this thing, and you have to pull the trigger. So if you're not practicing clearing your gun before you do it, and you pull the trigger on that slide when it's full and it goes forward or something, this is where a lot of people get a lot of NDs, a lot of negligent discharges. So you have to then learn how to take the gun apart, and then you have to take it apart. Once you take it apart, like in the case of the Glock, it's the barrel, spring on the guide. Those are not separable, and the slide itself. So it's only three pieces. Relatively easy to keep clean. Not one of those things where it's none of this stuff is rocket science. Any of you out there, if you don't own a gun already, you can go buy a gun, and in about a week, you can be up to speed as far as manipulating the gun. The more practice you get, the better you're going to get at it. Now, I will tell you this in all candor, if you handle guns enough, sooner or later, you're going to have a negligent discharge. No matter how careful you are, no matter how diligent you are, you're going to have one. The key to this, and as long as you understand this is going to happen, as long as you understand this, man, there should be no stigma to it. If you drive a car, you're going to have a wreck. If you walk around, you're going to fall. This is the human condition. If you maintain the four rules in your head, chances are, and I believe this, I can say exponentially, you're going to increase your chances of not having a negligent discharge if you just practice those four rules every time you pick one up, which is to treat one like it's every one of them like they're loaded. Okay? Do not put the sights on anything you do not intend to blow up. Be sure of what's behind it. And for some reason, I'm losing the fourth in my head. But if you do have this aimed in a safe direction, if you do all of those things and you do have a negligent discharge, it's going to impact downrange on a berm. No harm, no foul. You're going to be spooked. You're going to get a feeling that adrenaline dump is going to happen. And you can take comfort in the fact that you were following the rules. But NDs are going to happen. Ask any professional that actually carries a gun and drives a gun, okay? Jim Cirillo had three of them when he was on the New York Stakeout Squad. Three of them. 19 gunfights that he never lost, but he had three NDs. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future result.
Unarmed does not mean not dangerous. Welcome back. Tuesday night, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A unifying principle of American law governing the defensive use of deadly force is that you, as a potential victim, may use that force when an attacker threatens violence capable of causing death or grave bodily harm, no matter how that force is going to be visited upon you. Now, if he draws a gun and aims it at you, there's very little doubt that what you're about to do is justified, and you need not worry about it too much. But what about if an unarmed assailant clenches his fists and he starts coming at you with the intention of beating you? Should you have to take a few shots and hope that you remain conscious long enough to draw and shoot, and then stop him after intent is cleaned up? After all of that is, you know, now you got marks and you can show them the marks. At what point, short of being beaten to a bloody crippled pulp, can the victim still convince a jury that he feared he was about to die or be forever damaged? Unfortunately, the law offers no clear answers on this. So, to look at an ostensibly unarmed attack, the first thing you have to do is be able to recognize the attack as it's getting ready to come your way. Both police and civilians face this dilemma, but police are given more training in reading body language and responding than most civilians. Most of these guys coming up on you, especially in the knockout game. Remember the knockout game? The knockout game would either have a group of people slowing down and waiting on you to get up to them. I watched the video of them. They'll slow down and wait for you to get up on them while they square up and get their feet in the right position so they can throw a nice solid punch at you, because you have to have a foundation to throw a punch. Or they'll run up behind them and clock them from behind. Now, as we walk around prior to any attack, we have to be quite polite and very unaggressive. And we live in a world of unseen witnesses and almost omnipresent video recorders. You can be assured that if you're forced to deploy deadly force in a few terrifying seconds, your every action is going to be dissected at leisure for months in the calm of a prosecutor's office or a jury room. Evasion and escape, wherever possible, are far preferable to using force of an intensity. Unless you're like me, okay? I have this problem now. One of the problems, I'm a member of this thing called the club. And I could go and train with the club if I wanted to, except I have this problem with a medication I take. That medication makes me sort of breathless. It'll knock the wind out of me for 2 or 3 minutes just folding myself up to get into a car. So can I run? Can I expect to escape and evade? Do I have that leisurely, do I have the luxury of thinking about it? No, I don't. No, I don't. I really don't. So in that time when an attack is indicated, just about anything that happens coming my way, nowadays, I can look at it as a life-endangering situation. And the only person who's going to be able to determine this is going to be behind my eyes. It's going to be me. So I can look for the obvious things like a firearm or an edged or pointed weapon or a blunt object or a motor vehicle. But I was in martial arts for 20 years. I've seen what people can do with their hands and their feet and their elbows and even their head. Even headbutting is a potential weapon. So if you know how to take a punch, which, you know, most people don't. I mean, if you're quick enough and you can duck into the punch with your forehead, that does actually work. It lines up your spine a different way, and they're hitting a very hard part of your skull, and you can actually break their hand. Because hands are not supposed to hit people. They're not designed to hit people. But, I digress. Most people are not even, they're going to see the punch going, they're going to be going, what? So, you do have to get a little evasive if you're going to be in the fight. But you can see it coming if you watch. You can see it coming if you watch. If you have a punch that's delivered to your eyes or nose, and that's gonna cause you to tear up, that's gonna be a reflex. Your vision is going to be impaired, so you're instantly vulnerable to further attack. If this causes bleeding and or gagging like a throat punch would, your protective response might be altered altogether. Your hands may instinctively go to your neck because you're looking for relief from that pain that's just been visited upon you. This kind of thing is a very real thing. Now, the beating attack means they're very close to you. So you're going to have to dodge a whole lot of things. You've got to, like a headshot, this can cause traumatic brain dysfunction. You can actually be concussed from it. This could cause catastrophic incapacity, being hit in the head. So you really have to be aware. And my biggest problem is that I don't think many people look around them during the day. I can go downtown where I live and look at people as they're going by, and it's always the mobile phone. It's always the mobile phone. It's always out. Their face is always in it. Always. Especially when you're watching your head, the only thing you have between your brain and your skull is something called cerebrospinal fluid. That is the cushion. It's suspended in this fluid. But it does mean it sloshes around. It can move. Your brain can collide with your skull. This is what causes concussions to happen. We got to stay away from those. Got to stay away from those. This is really not something for the faint of heart, is it? I mean, you've got to be fully invested in self-defense with a gun. The thing about self-defense with a gun is you've got to go ahead and decide to waste one arm when you're close. You've got to waste one arm. You don't want to grab their arm. Don't grab their arm. Grab their face. Grab their face. Turn that side that you have the gun on away from them. Draw the weapon. Keep it close to you. swivel around, and start perforating them and train to do that. Don't just go to a range and stand in a lane and stick your arms out in the isosceles stance and send rounds at paper that's 10 feet away. Get up on top of the target. Be right up on top of the target. Practice having your hand out on that target and shoot in the center mass. Right now you're out there going, oh my God, he's lost his mind. This is so dangerous. What? No, it's not. I've trained this way. It is no more dangerous than standing in a lane within the isosceles stance. If you have to have range safety officers there, I wouldn't go out and do it by myself. But you have to practice doing that. Any citizen who must use a firearm in self-defense will be required to articulate the specific circumstance that puts him in fear of his life. You may be sitting there with a swollen eye and everything else, and they may be able to see it. But this is why some of the stuff I do. Simply because some people nowadays, some people have never been in a fight. They didn't fight in school. Nowadays, if you fight in school, you're sent away. So the only way to really get into fighting on a regular basis is to take a class. And most people don't. Most people don't. And so that's the homework. You've got to think about, well, what do I do if somebody comes at me and they decided they're going to beat me to death? How do I train for that? Those of you that are training, that's your homework. Go out there and practice shooting a target that you're right up on top of, that you're hanging on to. It's not going to be cool. It's not going to look like Steven Seagal and Mark for Death. This is going to be something where, you know, there's flashes between you and your assailant, and you're killing him, basically, to keep him from killing you. Coming up next, Dr. John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.